Welcome to Charmaine Wilson, the Australian Medium Podcast.
Good morning and welcome to my podcast. Now, today I want to talk about something that a lot of people bug me about or ask me about, and that is psychic detective work, or, and what I like to call a lot of these people who do this, ambulance chasers. And I am going to go there. Just lately, particularly on social media, I have been asked frequently about Samantha Murphy. Where is she? Do you know where she is? You're psychic. You should know. No, I shouldn't know. For number one, it's not what I do. Number two, it is an open police investigation. Number three, Samantha Murphy is a real live person and not a set of keys. Number four, Samantha Murphy has family who are frantic. Now, this really bugged me when I got asked it. So I did do a video about it on TikTok, and then immediately out came the trolls and said, you know, because I said that what they are, the people that rush towards any of these cases. Now, I saw it so many times in Australia. I saw it over the Daniel Morcombe case. I don't know how many thousands and thousands of psychics harass that family. I've seen it over some cases that I have dealt with myself. Where I remember one, there was one young fellow who had taken himself home. All these psychics went up to this woman's place and they're burning his clothes and they're saying this is the only way we can get a feed. Unbelievable. They just stressed that family out too much. They found him 2 weeks later. And for that family, I'm very grateful that they did find him 2 weeks later, because otherwise these so-called psychics and ambulance chasers would have just harassed the hell out of this poor family. He had taken himself home, and he was found quite a way away from his house, actually. But this is where I'm going, you know. And then this morning, on the old social medias, I got accused of being an ambulance chaser myself, because I'm a medium. But as I explain to people, I've gone out, I've proved my gift. I advertise. If people are interested, they come to see me. If they're not interested, they don't. I don't run up to people and insist I have to do a reading for them. I don't do that. People do that to me all the time, and it's very, very annoying. So, for instance, I'll be doing a show, and sometimes I get other psychics, in inverted commas, come to the shows, and they will race up and give me a little health reading afterwards in front of everybody. They want to make a big scene. So I did a really good show on just last week, and yeah, I got my health reading from one of the local psychics, told me, what, look after your health, you're in danger. That, you know, I get this all the time, and I don't ever ask for these readings. And I think that is one of the rudest things that people can do. Now, if you go into a show or if you pay for a reading, then you are opening yourself up to the process. So as I explained to this woman, I don't ambulance chase, I get chased. Right. Now, there's a show that we had in Australia called Sensing Murder. I urge you to Google if you don't believe me. But this show in Australia called Sensing Murder has not ever proven or solved a cold case that they were attempting to open. All they ever did was go to the families, tell them that they had a bunch of psychics that were going to work on the case, and they're going to open them up with false hope that maybe they will get some solutions about what happened to their person and who was responsible. And to this day, in my knowledge, not one of those sentient motor psychics have ever solved a cold case like that, okay? All it has done is just upset the family. Now, I was asked to go on Sentient Murder way back in 2004, I think it was, maybe 2006. Anyway, and so when they asked me to go and Sensing Murder, and I'm a very honest person, the first thing they did was that, because I was in Australia and this came from New Zealand, and they sent me a photograph of a woman. Now, I was able to pick up from this photograph that the woman had twins. I was able to pick up that there was two people involved in her disappearance. And what they had given me, they hadn't given me a solved case. They had given me an unsolved case, and there was no way that I was able to validate that what I was saying was true, except I got her name as being Margaret, and I got that she had twin boys. And that was the only thing that they could validate was true. So it made me feel very uncomfortable because then I'm not getting validated. You see, I'm a medium. I want to be validated. I want to know I am on the right track. I am on the right line, that I have got the correct spirit. I want to be validated. So anyway, so what I said to them, can you send me a case that has been solved so we can check that out? So the weekend went by and they sent me another case. And my guide said to me all weekend, are you sure you want to do this? And there was something else too, because I said to the Sensing Murder producers, what if I get it wrong? They said, we will make you look like you are getting it right. I said, really? And with this information and with the information from my guides over the weekend, which told me that if I went on a show like this, every desperate person who'd ever lost anyone would be expecting me to be able to come through with the goods. What a massive responsibility. What a massive responsibility if you feel yourself that you do not inherit this gift of being of looking for people who have gone missing. I don't believe I have that. So when I realised that the television show was going to fluff it over, and when I understood the consequences of going on a show like that and not being able to deliver in the future, I realised that it was not for me. And I turned them down. I was particularly unimpressed about that we can fake it till you make it type of deal. Because I am a very honest person, okay, and I don't want to hurt anyone with my gift. I don't want to hurt anyone with anything I say even. I just want people to understand that we continue after we finish this life and we reunite with the ones that we love. And I have given enough evidence that the ones that we love are hanging around the clients that I have read. Okay, so when we get these cases in Australia, and I remember, oh, God, I remember when the fires, you know, the Black Saturday, oh, the amount of psychics who hammered in on that. There was one psychic and she went to someone who eventually became a client of mine, and this particular lady had lost two children and one brother in those terrible fires. And she went to this psychic who I knew at the time. And she asked, and this psychic was disgusting enough to say, they haven't gone to the light, but for $250 a piece, I can send them to the light. No, what the? I was so angry and so mad at that. I tell you how angry and mad I was at that, is that about five of those people that were lost their children in the fires, I actually put them on my bereaved parents list. And what I did, because I was so mad about the way these poor people were being treated by the psychic community and the ones that were going to come looking, they were going to come looking, you know. It wasn't like I chased them. These people found me. And once they found me, I continued to talk to them every month for a year and brought through little snippets of information that their kids were giving me, because I didn't want them to go and waste their money on someone else who was going to rip them off. It hurt me. It's these bloody ambulance chasers and making money out of these people when they didn't need to. They didn't need to. They could have just done things to the goodness of their heart. I ended up doing that with that particular bunch of people. You know, and it happens all the time. Now, at the moment, we have Samantha Murphy, who's gone missing, as people in Australia will well know. When I first saw this on the news, I knew she was gone. That was my gut feeling. My gut feeling was that she had not survived that run. But I did not go on to TikTok. I did not go on to Facebook and put out my predictions. I did not accuse the husband. I honestly felt that she was a victim of circumstance, if you like, that someone type of came across her that was a deviant and got her. I felt that. But there's no who am I going to tell and how am I going to prove it? And another thing, a lot of people say, well, you must know where the body is. How? I don't live in Ballarat. I don't know the bush of Ballarat. From what I've heard, the tracks that lady went missing are very confusing and very easy to get lost. It's bush tracks. All of that stuff is. Unless there's road signs or markers, or if I was smart enough to know what degrees there were, there's no way I can ever hone in to where that woman is, beside the fact I don't have that gift. And that's what gets me. So be very, if Look, guys, if ever you are in a circumstance where there are police involved and there are a lot of psychics coming at you with information, please ask them to know. Now, I'll tell you another thing. Now, in the past, I have been approached by the police a few times, and I actually do have a police officer that does contact me occasionally when they have things, and they do ask me my opinion. Now, whether they pan out or not, I don't know. But they do ask me to tune in and my opinion. Now, a few of the things I've tuned into have panned out. I have only ever worked with the police. I will tell you that. And I have only done it 3 times. It's not like they're running after me asking me for information. And it is the only way I will ever try and do anything like this. And I'll tell you why. Now, in the past, of course, I have attempted this. I have attempted this in the past. I remember one particular lady, and it drove me crazy, actually, because her husband had gone off missing. Anyway, so she sent me some of his things, and we tried. And all I could get was I knew that he was still in the area. I knew that something had happened. I kept saying, I can see cockatoos. Is there a cockatoo creek? Is there a cockatoo? Whatever. 4 years later, I was driving through that area and there was a cockatoo creek, which she claimed that there was not one, but there was a cockatoo creek in that area. So now I'm forever wondering, you know, if that could have been. I don't know if she found them. She was absolutely really pinged that I never got anything properly, but I did. I got cockatoo creek and there was one. But, you know, we will never know. We will never know because she never went that far. But I have had people contact me in the past. I have attempted, but I do not feel that I'm very particularly good at it, so I don't do that, okay? I'm just not prepared to open people up. Now, I'll tell you another thing. One of the things about when someone is missing, now I want you to think about this yourself. Have you ever had your child go missing just for a short amount of time, or a dog or a cat or anyone that means something to you, they've gone missing? Think about the panic you have felt. Think about the way your heart is racing. Think about the way your mind is racing. Think about how accelerated and how frantic you are. Now you tell me, how is a medium supposed to tune into that energy? Okay? How are we supposed... Now, when I do readings, and I've said this a lot, I need to be calm. Hopefully the person that I'm reading has at least accepted their loved one's passing so they're not too frantic with grief. And the spirit's always calm. They're always cool. But if I have a frantic, crying, hysterical person in front of me, I cannot connect to them because their energy is all over the place. Mediums need a calm energy to work with. Otherwise, it's just not going to be effective. A lot of times, when you are talking to anxious people, sometimes you pick up on their fears and you are not getting a true read of the spirit, because the spirit needs a calm energy to come through, all right? That is why that in the past I have had actual police have, as I said, 3 times I've been asked, the police have been calm and receptive. They have not been hysterical. They have not been trying to throw their own ideas at me. They have not been trying to feed me information. All they have done is listened to my thoughts and feelings about the particular person in question, okay? That there is the difference. So any psychic that rushes out to someone's place because they have a child missing or whatever has happened, they are doing the wrong thing. They need to only deal with a calm, collected person, possibly a police officer, but they will not get anything straight up out of a hysterical family member. And that is the truth, no matter what they say. Now, a couple of people also came onto that little video I did and said to me about a couple of Australian psychics. So I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to Google to see what these people are talking about, because apparently one particular psychic, there was 2 psychics they talked about. One was, and I won't say their names because whatever, but they were both on Sensing Murder, and one of them has written a book, and in the book she has claims about the cases that she has solved, but nowhere in the actual news except for her self-proclaimed book, Can I Find Anything? I cannot find any information on any cases solved by psychics in this country. Full stop. I have looked. In America, I have found that Noreen Rania is a very skilled psychic in this particular field, and she's quite quite accepted in the field. Even, you know, that Alison Dubois, they claim that she's a psychic detective. She's not. That was just made for a TV show. She's not actually a psychic detective. She doesn't do that work, okay? I do believe that she may have worked for the judge jury thing in a courthouse, but that's about as close to the coppers as she's getting, okay? So just so long as you understand, you cannot believe everything that is claimed in a book unless you can find it backed up. And that's where I'm sitting with this. With both of the psychics mentioned to me, that is where I'm sitting. So just remember, if you ever get into a situation that the police are involved, let the police do their work. Don't run out to every psychic because your energy is going to be disgusting. And I'm telling you the truth when I tell you that there is no way that even the most psychic, amazing medium in the universe can pick up a clear reading of someone who is hysterical. And that's the truth. Someone who is frantic. They cannot. There is a big reason when I used to do private readings where I always said I wanted people to wait at least 4 months. Because if they didn't wait 4 months, they were still in the frantic, hard grief area. And that was hard to that's hard to deal with when the people are in hard grief. It's really hard to get them to settle enough to get a clear line to their spirit people. You see, because when I do a reading, generally I am connected to the spirit via the client, okay? So if the client's all upset, it's like having a faulty power cord or something. It works sometimes but it doesn't work all the time because there's wires loose. In this case, the wires loose will be with the client. They will be all over the place. They'll be frizzing around like an electric shock. And it's very hard for me. So just remember that. If you ever, I pray that anyone listening to me is not in that situation ever. You people mean a lot to me and I do appreciate that you listen to me every week. I really, really do. It makes me feel good that the information I have inside my soul is getting out to some people. And I hope that you take the time to share any information that you have found has helped you in these podcasts. But, you know, as for the whole Samantha Murphy and psychic detective thing, I am not convinced. There's very few people can convince me that they are valid in that field. And that's just from my observations. I'm going to take this one a little bit shorter today, but I just wanted to get on and say that. If any of Samantha Murphy's people are listening, I truly do hope that you get all the answers that you need soon. I truly do hope that you heal. And I truly do hope that, you know, that people in Australia do care very, very, very much about you and your family. If you ever have any questions, I'm here, but I don't even think that anyone from her family will be listening to this. But, you know, yes, and to anyone who's ever been in that situation, I apologise if you've been hurt by psychics on behalf of the psychic community. I apologise for a-holes. But you guys all take care and I will be back next week. Just remember that your spirit people are always watching. They're only a whisper away. They truly are. They are always okay. Now, let's get you okay. Okay, have a great week.
She talks to angels. Oops, angels. You'll come back now.